For the number one song in Bikini Bottom, Electric Zoo.
Hey, that's pretty catchy.
You're listening to WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta, the best radio station in all of Bikini Bottom. Don't touch that dial, keep it locked.
I love this young people's music.
Hi, this is Ryan Swan from IT Services. Phishing is an attempt to steal personal information by sending deceiving messages to recipients. These often come in the form of phishing emails. If you notice an email doesn't look quite right, here are a few things to keep in mind to decide whether the email is legitimate or not. First, hover over the URL. Does this seem like a website that the sender would ask you to access? Next, check to see who is sending the email. Sometimes accounts get compromised. This means that the person who seems to be sending the email may not actually be sending it. Finally, is the sender creating a sense of urgency? Well, why? Trust your instincts and do your part to prevent phishing scams.
Hey everyone, you're listening to the WONY Weekly Update. Here are some upcoming events to look forward to. On Friday, February 28th, Activities Council is hosting Midsummer Night Dream, a play at the Red Dragon Theater starting at 8 p.m. On Saturday, March 1st, stop by Club Odyssey at 7 p.m., located at 182 Main Street next to Tino's. Sunday, March 2nd, Mask and Hammer Club will showcase a play called The Alleged Children of Darkness. Stop by the Hamden Theater at 2 p.m. This has been your WONY Weekly Update on WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. More information about these events and more can be found on Campus Connections. Have a great week and keep it locked.
Just kept me glued to my seat. I worried, even cried. How'd it feel to take the light from my life? Bad habit, even worse. 50-50, I'm a sucker for looks. Asked for it, here it is. A quick example, 'cause you wanted the hits.
I think you're scared of being basic.
back to the second hour of Radio Gaga on WONY. And yeah, so this is going to be like the hour where I play songs that I listened to during my childhood. This one actually means a lot more to me than like the first hour, if I'm being honest. You know, and I had to judge that because, you know, I don't know. Just, oh my gosh. I'm just so excited to play all this stuff. But the first two songs that we have were, like, songs that I discovered from, like, movies that I watched when I was growing up. So, like, first song that we are coming up for the second hour is Accidentally in Love by Counting Crows. That was from Shrek 2. Look, I don't know if you guys or my listeners have heard about the about Shrek 5. Look, I'm surprised people actually are pointing out, the animation style, because I think they also did that with Sonic the Hedgehog, where like they literally like fans pointed it out, that, where like they actually had like to they had to redesign Sonic for that movie, because like so many fans were outraged. I don't know if the same is gonna happen with Shrek. I mean, look, I've seen like edits of like people trying to make like that model of Shrek to look like the one from like, you know, from the previous movies. I don't know. Honestly, at this point, you know, it's just like the movie's made for kids. I guess also made for like Gen Z as well. But like, you gotta think about it. Like, that's their target demographic, you know. And I feel like that also goes with like the new Pokemon game I got announced, Pokemon ZA. Like, people were more complaining about the starter Pokemon. I'm like, bro, this is literally made for children. And again, you know, adults can play video games, it's fine. But, like, you gotta think about the target demographic for this, you know? Like, who's actually gonna convince their parents or actually is gonna buy, like, that game, you know? But the second song that we got coming up as well, it's One Little Slip, and that's by Bare Naked Ladies. And that song is from Chicken Little. I like that song, that movie when I was growing up, because, like, the soundtrack for that movie, oh my gosh, it used like songs from like Elton John, Queen, Diana Ross. Like, it was like, I feel like that the soundtrack of that movie really also helped to cultivate my music taste. But like One Little Slip, like, again, that song was made for that movie and I love that. So that's the second song, but I'm gonna start off the second hour with Accidentally Love by Counting Crows. Enjoy.
Accidentally in love.
All right. I just had to grab my headphones quickly because I wanted to talk. So that was one little slip by the Bare Naked Ladies. Hold on, folks. The headphone wires are kind of being a pain in the butt right now, so just give me a second. There we go. Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Sometimes in the studio, the headphone wires just don't want to, like... They just don't want to, like, be nice to me. But anyways, so those were two songs that, like, I grew up with. So there's those. So I have some electronic music that I also grew up with as well. The first song that I got coming up is Heaven by DJ Sammy. And the second one is Clarity by Zed. And I'm surprised, because, like, I think Zed did something with, like, with the Chainsmokers or something. And, like, that's another song I could have included. But, like, for time, I couldn't. I think it was called Older or Sober. I don't know. Weird song. Like, it played a lot, like, on the radio when I was in middle school. But it wasn't something I really liked. But Heaven, though, by DJ... Well, not by, but, like, it was covered by DJ Sammy or kind of remixed by him. Like, that was... Oh, my gosh. That was on the radio back then in the 2000s. Oh, my gosh. Like, that was my childhood. And so was Clarity as well. But we also got some more songs coming up next. I'm not gonna, I guess, announce them. But, you know, surprises are surprises. Because I got some that really mean a lot to me. So, yeah. But next song we are coming up is Heaven by DJ Sammy, or remix by DJ Sammy. Enjoy. Baby, you're all that I want. When you're lying here in my eyes, I'm finding it hard to believe we're in heaven.
We're in heaven.
by Zed and Foxes. And yeah, honestly, like, I thought this song, like, released, was like, released, like, not, because, like, I just found out it just released, I'm sorry, whoa, it released in 2012. I thought this released in, like, 2009. Like, I mean, I was like, 9 years old in 2012, so it still counts in the sour, because I was still a kid. But, like, that's crazy, though. Oh, my gosh, that's crazy. I thought it released earlier. It might have been a single, maybe, back then, but, like, still, though, it's like, oh, my gosh. But anyways, the next two songs that we got coming up, like, you learn, well, voice crack, like, you don't expect me to, I guess, to have them or really play them, because we got a Beyonce song next, we got Irreplaceable, and then we got a Minecraft song, Sweden, because, like, I'm still including stuff that even I heard when I was playing video games, you know. Like, the thing is, like, I played a lot of video games when I was growing up. I don't really play them anymore because, you know, I have other interests. And, like, video games kind of just bore me, especially, like, you know, you get a game over or something. It's like, okay, done. But, like, there's, like, a lot of video game music. But, like, you know, like, a lot of it's, like, mostly, like, video games from, like, the 80s and 90s. You know what I mean? Like, video games, like, in the 2000s, they had mediocre soundtracks, but, like, back then, like, the soundtracks were really good. And, of course, through the use of the internet, I learned a lot about video games that were, like, released before I was even, like, born. And I was so jealous because it looked so cool to play. And, of course, you know, there's always a lot of ways on how to play video games. You know, the internet is, you know, your world, I guess, at the bottom of your hand. But anyways, here's Irreplaceable by Beyonce. Enjoy. All right, and that was Sweden by C418. That was made for the Minecraft soundtrack, and literally, like, that song, like, it was hard to choose, like, what song to use, but I said to use Sweden because I heard it a lot when I was playing Minecraft as a kid. That song, always in my heart, I love it. Yeah, I had a lot of fun. Like, I originally played the Pocket Edition, and I had a Kindle. Then I moved on to an iPad, still played Pocket Edition. And, like, the thing is, the Pocket Edition, it didn't have, like, a lot of what Minecraft had at that time, like the Nether. Like, there was a Nether, but, like, you had to get, like, a Nether reactor quartz. There's, like, a lot of differences in the iOS version. But now, like, that iOS version, it's Bedrock Edition, which is different from the Java one. But, like, they're all, like, the same thing with only, like, small differences. But the next song that we got coming up, you might know this one if you, like, grew up watching Boomerang. Oh, my gosh. I love Boomerang. Oh, my gosh. Like, I used to watch that all the time. Oh, my gosh. And, like, and actually, a fun fact, like, they would have these bumpers. And, like, the voice of the announcer for these bumpers is the same voice actor for Bugs Bunny and Fred Flintstone. Well, for, like, nowadays. Back then, I mean, that voice actor is no longer alive. I know it was, oh my gosh, not Mel Blanc. It could have been Mel Blanc that was voice Bugs Bunny. I don't know if Fred Flintstone, but, like, it was some voice actor. But the one that does, like, the bumpers for Boomerang also were those voices. And, you know, I used to watch it a lot when I was a kid, and this was, like, the old Boomerang. Like, the new Boomerang is cool, but the old one was, like, the OG. And, like, I know people who also grew up with it, too. I'm like, what? Like, that's crazy. Because I thought I was the only, like, kid that really, like, watched it. But they would play, like, these bumpers. And there's this one set around this Hanna-Barbera cartoon called Jabberjaw. And there's a ska band, ska punk band named Pain, and they made a song for it, which is crazy. It was originally, like a Cartoon Network groovy, because, like, Boomerang is also associated with Cartoon Network, because they're both owned under Warner Brothers, because, you know, Warner Brothers made Cartoon Network by, like, acquiring, like, Hanna-Barbera, MGM, like, all those animation studios, except for Disney, obviously, because Disney is its own thing, sadly. But, like, nowadays, there's, like, MeTV Toons, which is similar to Boomerang. But, like, you know, I just feel like the original Boomerang was, like, that was my childhood. You know, like, also, like, it was also that, and, like, Jim Henson was also a big part of it as well. Like, you know. And, yeah, I don't have any songs related to that. But, like, Jim Henson, Boomerang, like, Disney Channel, like, those. Like, I was never really a Nickelodeon kid, but, like, I was a Disney Channel, Jim Henson, and, like, Boomerang kid. But anyways, the next song that we got coming up is Jabberjaw Running Underwater by Pain, and this was from the bumpers that they ran on Boomerang. So yeah, enjoy.
Me and my friends get no respect. What does Scooby do that we neglect? Special underwater mic. Who's gonna save the world? Who's gonna save the days? Who may have cracked his feeling eerie?
watch to tie you up in sailor's knots.
Who's gonna save the world? Who's gonna save the day? From Mayfair to steal an earring, heels with evil rays.
Who's gonna talk like Curly since Curly isn't here? Who's gonna chase down villains and then turn around and run in fear? Who's gonna stand for justice when bad guys break the law? You know who I'm talking about. We're claiming chillin' bubbles and fifth blood. If you're catching a whiff of fish, you're done.
So that was Photograph by Nickelback. That song was like kind of a meme for like I don't know. It was kind of like a short-lived meme. But, like, oh, my gosh. There'd be, like, these videos where, like, it's like, look at this. Whoa, voice crack. Sorry, again. Oh, my gosh. I need to bring water next time. But, like, it was like, look at this graph. Like, people would just, like, screw around with the, of, like, the music video. It was so funny. But, like, Nickelback, oh, my gosh. Like, I don't take that band seriously at all. But that song actually used to be on this little iPod that my parents gave me when I was growing up. And, like, there'd be, like, songs, like, by Survivor. It was just, yeah, like, The Search Is Over, Footloose by Kenny Loggins. Like, that playlist alienated me from, like, a lot of music. But, like, you know, like, it was interesting. It was really interesting of, like, with the music that I grew up with. Like, a lot of 80s stuff, like, ballads. I don't know. I guess that does explain why I have some issues, you know, with balancing my emotions and stuff. I don't know. Because, like, I don't know. I used to listen to ballads, like, without feeling sad. I don't know. It was weird. But anyways, the next song I got coming up, you probably are all wanting me to play this one. It's Hey There Delilah by Plain White Tees. This song used to be, like, everywhere. And, like, we're in the home stretch, so I'm playing, like, the good songs, okay? So here's Hey There Delilah by Plain White Tees. Enjoy.
Hey there, Delilah, what's it like in New York City? I'm 1,000 miles away, but girl, tonight you look so pretty. Yes, you do. Times Square can shine as bright as you. I swear it's true. Hey there, Delilah, don't you worry about the distance. I'm right there if you get lonely. Give this song another listen. Close your eyes. Listen to my voice, it's my disguise. I'm by your side. Oh, it's what you do to me. What you do to me. Hey there, Delilah, I know times are getting hard, but just believe me, girl, someday I'll pay the bills with this guitar. We'll have it good. We'll have the life we knew we would. My word is good. Hey there, Delilah, I've got so much left to say. If every simple song I wrote to you take your breath away, I'd write it all. Even more in love with me, you'd fall. We'd have it all. Oh, it's what you do to me. Oh, it's what you do to me. Oh, it's what you do to me. Thousand miles seems pretty far, but they've got planes and trains and cars. I'd walk to you if I had no other way. Our friends would all make fun of us, and we'll just laugh along, because we know that none of them have felt this way. Delilah, I can promise you that by the time we get through, the world will never ever be the same. Delilah, you be good and don't you miss me. 2 more years and you'll be done with school, and I'll be making history like I do. You'll know it's all because of you. We can do whatever we want to. Hey there, Delilah, here's to you. This one's for you. What you do to me. Oh, 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 oh.
summer has come and passed. The innocent can never last. Wake me up when September ends. Like my father's come to pass, 7 years has gone so fast. Wake me up when September ends. Here comes the rain again, falling from the stars, drenched in my pain again, becoming who we are. As my memory rests, but never forgets what I lost, wake me up when September ends.
That was Wake Me Up When September Ends by Green Day from the album American Idiot. I love that album. The thing is with that album, there's not like a lot of, I haven't found any like edits on CD for like all their like for most of their songs that have like a lot of curse words in them, which is disappointing. But I heard recently that Foothills here in Oneonta did a production of the of like a rock opera, like a jukebox musical of American Idiot, which is like gotten like a, you know, which is, I think was on Broadway or something, but it's cool, honestly. But my dad introduced me to Green Day and I love that. Shout out to dad. Shout out to Steve. Love you, man. And yeah, so I'm kind of short on time, You know, I don't have another show after this. Well, there's not a show after this, but I still want to end on a good note. So spring break is happening, which means that I'm not hosting a show until probably till the 16th. Until the 23rd, because I come back to Oneonta on like the 16th, and I'm not gonna make it in time. But for that episode, I'll be playing alternative rock. And yeah, I love this episode. Really, this is like in my top 10. Because I just love it, just showing everyone, you know, the music that I grew up with, you know. And I hope, you know, if you grew up in the same era, you know, 2002, 2003 kids, 2004, 5, you know, late 90s kids, you know, 2000s, 2001, you know, shouting those years out, because, you know, this is the stuff that we grew up with. I grew up in an environment of where we weren't so dependent on cellular devices. I remember when flip phones were a thing. I remember when Blackberries were a thing. Not like the fruit, but like, you know, like the phone. You know, like, again, I grew up in that type of era, and I feel great. I feel great that I could grow up in a place of where I wasn't, you know, so dependent on it. And, you know, I just feel like nowadays, you know, pretty sure you've heard me rant about, you know, literally like me, like a man yelling at the cloud type of moment, you know. But, you know, it's like, I'm just trying to let people just enjoy life and not try to waste it by using their phone a lot, you know, because life, there's so much to do. And yeah, you know, always have your emotions, show them, be who you are, because you only live once. And yeah, so anyways, here's Upside Down by Jack Johnson. I remember literally, because like, I grew up like with like a VHS player and a DVD player, and like my parents had like a DVD of Curious George, and like this song was made for that movie, and I watched it like twice, but like that song still played an integral part of my childhood. And yeah, so yes, and I know how to use VHS tapes. That's something that's kind of rare for people to do nowadays, and I love VHS tapes. They're very nostalgic. I wonder where the ones that my family used to own went. Who knows? But anyways, here's the Upside Down by Jack Johnson. See you all soon at the end of the month, which is crazy. And yeah, keep it locked. Stay safe. Have a good rest of the weekend. And yeah, bye-bye.
Aren't always just what they seem. Get a bag. It ain't my fault. Rent up a million, I got cash. It ain't my fault. That everything I drop is gas. It ain't my fault. I sent that check, I got respect. It ain't my fault. I just hopped up off a jet. It ain't my fault. Put a billy on my neck. It ain't my fault. I'm a rookie and a vet. It ain't my fault. Oh my God. Everything got dropped. Going number one. That's the way I rock. Keep on going. Biggest fault, and it ain't my fault. I walked in so excited. It ain't my fault. Hella tens in the lobby. It ain't my fault. Bring a friend, yeah, probably. It ain't my fault. I want the Benz or the Audi. I keep on pippin' like I'm Scotty. I know that they be trippin', pay tuition off a body. I really get to switchin', water whippin' in the lobby. Look at my wrist, it's trippin', I been trippin' like tsunami. Pulling up in traffic, that Cardi automatic. Put it on my wrist, I watch him squint, my diamonds dancing. Know that I'm legit, I'm on the strip, get off, I'm landing. Ballin' like my daddy, stuntin' like my daddy. I sent that check, I got respect. It ain't my fault, I just hopped up off a jet. It ain't my fault, put a billy on my neck. It ain't my fault, I'm a rookie and a vet. It ain't my fault, oh my God. Everything got dropped, going number one.
Up and get up, I heard that call like a sit up. Ain't got time for nobody, man. That's what the wrist for. Foot on that neck, make them hiccup. They was sick, now they sicker. Acting bad like how people doing, they out the liquor. And my lows, they gon' switch up, now they want in the picture. Everybody wanna check in, get a hotel then. We fooled over here from our stomachs to our pockets. It ain't my fault that you ain't getting no pay. It ain't my fault that we gon' put it in your face. Let's do it.
I sent that check, I got respect. It ain't my fault. I just hopped up off a jet. It ain't my fault. Put a billy on my neck. It ain't my fault. I'm a rookie.
You are listening to WONY 90.9 FM. Oneonta, New York.
You can't buy a best friend. You can love them, walk them, pet them, and care for them, whether they want you to or not. You can take a picture, or 50. You can fly to the moon, travel the world, or just stay in bed. You can't buy a best friend like that, but you can adopt one. There are millions of pets waiting for a best friend just like you. Help us save them all at bestfriends.org.
Hey everyone, you're listening to the WONY Weekly Update. Here are some upcoming events to look forward to. On Monday, September 9th, Activities Council is hosting Chuck's Comedy Club starring Derek Snofnyder. Want to get a laugh? Make sure to visit Hun Union Waterfront from 9 to 11 p.m. On Tuesday, September 10th, SUNY Oneonta Alumni Association, the Music Department...